Happy Sabbath, dear ones, and welcome to our main church service on this 15th day of April, 2023.
Amen. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, dear sister, and welcome. Welcome also to those that are joining us on the phone or listening to the recording of today's meeting, and glad to have you all with us in fellowship. Our opening song is titled, Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. And what a wonderful Redeemer he is. Guide me, O my great Redeemer, pilgrims through this barren land. I am weak, but you are mighty. Hold me with your powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore. Feed me now and evermore. Open now the crystal fountain where the healing waters flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, ever be my strength and shield. Ever be my strength and shield.
When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fear subside. Death of death and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, I will ever sing to you. I will ever sing to you.
Amen. And our great Redeemer will never lead us astray. He will always guide us all our journey through until we reach the heavenly Canaan. And thank you, Savior, for doing so. Please bow your heads with me for opening prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for making possible our salvation, for thinking of everything necessary for all of humanity to find ready access to the Savior and to eternal life if they will choose him. Father, we meet here in Jesus' name, and we pray that thy presence will be here among us. Savior, we pray that your presence will be here, and Holy Spirit, your presence as well. And we pray, dear Spirit, that you will open our understanding to see the truth in crystal clarity, especially as it applies to us. Please convict us of our sins, of righteousness, and of judgment. Please point out to us what sins we have registered against our names in the record books of heaven, that we may recognize these, confess, and forsake these, that we may have pardon written against our names, and may have heaven as our home. Dear Savior, I pray you will dispel darkness in our hearts, that your blood will indeed cover all of our confessed and forsaken sins, that we may obtain mercy and not death when you come again. We thank you so much that we're a day closer to getting off of this wicked world, a day closer where we can have the final stamp of God's approval, his seal, placed upon us. A day closer that we can come up ever higher and be more like our Savior in thought, word, deed, and action. A day closer that Babylon can be emptied of more precious souls, and the kingdom of God increase with these precious souls. And a day closer to the great controversy coming to an end. Help us to get ourselves prepared. Help us to learn the lessons we need to learn in order to have heaven as our home and to prevent the devil from causing our destruction. Thank you, Savior, for being our burden bearer, our peace, our rest, our strong fortress that we can flee to, and our present help in every time of need. We thank you for allowing us to gather together from various parts of this world and to dig into the words of inspiration and to seek the blessing that you have for each individual that worships you on this holy Sabbath day. We thank you, Father, for being here, for hearing and answering this prayer, for we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, Sabbath blessings, dear ones. And our sermon for today is part two of Laodicea, Mediums of the Devil. And for those that would like to follow along with the notes and the quotes I'll be referring to in this sermon, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/ID2043.htm. So lightministries.com/ID2043.htm. And if you look at quote number one, our opening text for today is from Revelation 3, verses 14 to 19. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Now, last time, we discovered that Laodiceans are the same as the foolish virgins, and that foolish virgins are the mediums of the devil who go about spreading falsehood and darkness far and wide. And yet we also understood that Laodiceans are Christians who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, but they're only Christians in name, not in life. We then saw that Laodicea does not make up a special third camp or third church, which is neither part of the camp of God or part of the camp of the devil. And this is because there's only two powers that we can be connected with. It's either the power of Christ or it's the power of Satan. So then there can only be two camps or two types of churches today as well that we can be a part of. So we're either part of Christ's church or we're part of Satan's church. We're either part of God's remnant people or we're part of the people of Babylon. And since Laodicea are mediums of the devil, then they're not part of God's remnant church, which makes them part of Satan's church of Babylon, even though they're blind to this fact of truth. We then discovered last time that Babylon fallen is a position in relationship to God. They're fallen. But Laodicea is a condition in relationship to God. They are lukewarm. So this means that a church can be in the position of Babylon and yet be in the condition of Laodicea at the same time, which is exactly what has taken place with the Seventh-day Adventist Church and all other churches of apostate Protestantism. They're part of Babylon, and yet they're Laodicean at the same time. We then saw that we can drop our church membership and separate our physical presence from a fallen anti-Christian church of Laodicea, as we should and must do. But the real question is, have we dropped and separated Laodicea out of us? If you haven't separated Laodicea out of your heart, then you are still against Christ, even though you may have physically separated from all anti-Christian churches. If you haven't separated Laodicea completely out of your heart, then you are still without Christ. You are still against Christ. You are still a medium of the devil, and you will still be spewed out of Christ's mouth and be condemned and lost for eternity. So separation from Babylon is a necessity, but you also have to separate it from your heart. So then, are you, am I, Laodicea? How do we know? What is the description of Laodicea? What are the actions that Laodiceans perform so that you and I can know whether we're still part of Laodicea or not? And this is what we're going to be going over today. We're going to be discovering what actions Laodiceans perform. And we're not here to point fingers at others. We're here to examine ourselves to see if we're indeed in the faith or if we still have Laodiceanism in our hearts. So as I go through these descriptions that Laodiceans perform, examine your own life to see if any of these fit. And dear ones, plead for the Holy Spirit to convict you of sin, to show you yourself, to remove whatever blinders or areas that keep you from recognizing Laodicea in your heart. And then plead that your heart and life can be cleansed from all contamination from Laodicea. That you can be changed in life, in character, to have the grace and divine power to grow up into the full stature of men and women and children in Christ Jesus, and thus avoid being spewed out of his mouth. So then what is the description of Laodicea? What actions do Laodiceans perform? And if you look at quote number 2, number 1, the affections of Laodiceans are attached on the earth. That's Colossians 3:2. And I'm not going to go through and read every single reference to what I'm going to share. I have a printout of this for any individuals that would like to have the printout that goes through the references that you can look up for yourself. But I'm just going to read the descriptions. So the first is that Laodicean's affections are attached on the earth. The second is that Laodiceans aid the enemy in weakening and discouraging those that are trying to build up God's work, such as the firemen fighting the firemen. The third is that Laodiceans allow their children to form careless, demoralizing habits. Laodicean parents allow their children to make friends with wrong influences. Laodiceans allow trials to separate them from Christ. Number 6, Laodiceans allow filthy communication to come out of their mouths. Number 7, they are not humble of mind. Number 8, they are not kind. Number 9, they are not long suffering. Number 10, they are not meek. 11, they are not merciful. Number 12, Laodiceans are backslidden upon health reform. Number 13, they behold things in a perverted light, just as Satan would have them see. Number 14, Laodiceans believe they are so sanctified that it is impossible for them to sin. Number 15, Laodiceans carry the dress question to extreme. Number 16, their character is formed mostly of self with little of Christ. Number 17, Laodicean children do not obey their parents in all things in the Lord. Number 18, Laodicean children do not please the Lord. Number 19, Laodiceans are deceptive. They are deficient in fervent devotion. They depend on their own wisdom. They discern the mote in the eyes of others, but they don't see the beam in their own eyes. Number 23, they do not allow the word of God to dwell in them. Number 24, they do not battle nobly with temptation, danger, trials, tests, and the provings of God. Number 25, Laodiceans do not bear a decided testimony in favor of health reform. Number 26, they do not bear a decided witness in favor of the truth. Number 27, Laodiceans do not care to unite with certain ones in the same faith. 28. They do not closely follow the principles of faith. They do not communicate light to others. They do not continue in prayer. They do not cultivate the graces of the Spirit in their life. They do not do the works of Christ. They do not follow the instructions in John chapter 17. Number 34. They do not forbear one another. They do not forgive those who have a quarrel against them. They do not give a distinct warning to others. Number 37, they do not have childlike trust in God. Number 38, they do not have wholehearted obedience to God. They do not have zealous repentance for their sins. Number 40, they do not know how to give an answer to everyone who asks. They do not love one another, including unbelievers, as Christ loves. They do not manifest charity. They do not manifest zealous efforts to overcome. They do not overcome as Christ overcame. They do not perceive their sinfulness. They do not pray for the messengers of the Lord. They do not search the scriptures. They do not shed a tender warmth and a love to others. Number 49, Laodiceans do not tax their mental powers. In other words, put their mental powers to the test. Laodiceans do not teach their children line upon line, precept upon precept in God's word. They do not walk in wisdom towards unbelievers. Number 52, Laodiceans dwell much upon the dress question. 53. Laodiceans exalt self by manifesting pride. They exalt worldly business above heavenly business. They exert no personal effort in the saving of other souls. Number 56. Laodicean fathers discourage their children. They provoke their children to anger. Number 58. Laodiceans are filled with pride of opinion. They follow the doctrines of men. Number 60. Laodiceans goes to places of amusement. They have a name, but no zeal for God. They have no experience in putting to stretch their utmost ability to find out the truth for themselves. Number 63. The heart of Laodiceans is not knit together in love with all fellow believers. Number 64. Laodicean husbands do not love their wives as they should. Number 65. Laodiceans indulge appetite. They indulge carnal lusts. They are boastful. Number 68. Laodiceans are not cheerful when having to sacrifice in order to help others in need. They are not glad to follow the example of Jesus in all things. Number 70. Laodiceans are not putting off their sins. They are not rich in good works. They are not seeking that which is lost. They are not standing perfect or complete in the will of God. Number 74. They lack earnest, untiring effort. They live lives of ease. They live lives for self. Number 77. Laodiceans make the Sabbath an annoyance to unbelievers. Number 78. Laodiceans make themselves hated because they make the truth a matter of a quarrel with their neighbors or with others. Number 79. The mind of Laodiceans is allowed to be molded by their spouse. Number 80. The mind of Laodiceans is not on heavenly things. Number 81. Their motives are not pure. Number 82. Laodiceans murmur at the straight testimony given to them. They neglect their children in spiritual things. They have no sanctifying power in their life. Number 85. Laodiceans are not alert for men or women to try and spoil them through philosophy and tradition. Number 86. Laodiceans are not humble. They're not imitating the self-denying Savior. They're not perfect in character. They're not pure in heart. They're not ready for or waiting for the appearance of Christ. They do not realize that Christ is God. Number 92. Laodiceans do not realize that the feast days and the feast Sabbaths and the new moons were done away with at Christ's death on the cross. Number 93, Laodiceans are not rooted or built up in Christ. They are not seeking wisdom to use their goods to advance God's glory in the earth. Number 95, Laodiceans place themselves in areas of temptation where they see and hear much that is contrary to God and detrimental to spirituality. Number 96. Laodiceans pray without point or purpose. They are ready to defend self. They refuse to yield up their own ideas, even when ample evidence is given that shows them to be wrong. Number 99, they rely on feelings. Number 100, they rely on impressions. Number 101, Laodiceans merely look upon the Sabbath as a day to cease physical labor. They are selfish in some things. Number 103, Laodiceans show hardness, coldness, and want of sympathy except for a favorite few. Laodiceans show little self-denial. They may spend years in the truth, but make little advancement in spiritual and divine life. Number 106, Laodiceans are stubborn. They keep barriers up against others, such as other races, other religions, slaves, and color. Number 108, Laodiceans try to delve into things that have been kept secret by God. And 109, Laodiceans will not arise and shine for God. Now, I mentioned again that there is a list of all the different examples of Laodiceanism that is available. And here is the link that you can click to on it. It's at lightministries.com/S, D, A, id297.htm. And there are over 330 different examples of Laodiceanism. I only read to you 109, just one third. But it's quite amazing, dear ones, all the different examples of Laodiceanism. And many of us still have Laodiceanism in our hearts, even though we're separated from the Babylonian church. Now, Sister White was shown a vision dealing with the time in which we are living in right now. And in this vision, she was shown two groups of people. One group accepted the Laodicean message and rid Laodiceanism out of their hearts. But the other group rejected the message and continued to live the Laodicean life. And again, these are dealing with those calling themselves Christians. Two groups. In this vision, she was also shown what happened to each of these two groups after they had fully made their decisions whether to leave Laodicea out of their hearts and lives or to cling to Laodicea. And this vision is quite revealing, dear ones. And next time, we'll read through it and see exactly how it applies to the very day in which we're living. So if you've seen any of these areas of Laodiceanism in your life, you have a choice to make. You can recognize it. You can then repent of it by going to Jesus and be cleansed from it. And thus you'll be growing more closer to the image of Christ. Every area of Laodiceanism you recognize, confess, and forsake. And I pray that's exactly what you will do. Because if you cling to these areas or even one area of Laodiceanism and refuse to let it go, you are endangering your salvation. And you won't be allowed to take that characteristic, that habit, to heaven. There is a heaven without Laodicea. And then there is Laodicea without heaven. Which do you want? But praise God for the grace that makes overcoming possible in every area of our lives. So next time we'll go through the vision that Ellen White had about these two different groups of people and see what happens to each group. So we hope to see you next Sabbath, dear ones. Our closing song is Reach Out to Jesus. Is your burden heavy as you bear it all alone? Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Jesus will help you when on his name you call. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by our side, in his love we hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you.
Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future push you with its weight and its care? Are you tired and famished? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just come to him today. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by our side, in his love we hide all day through. So when you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you.
Amen. And thank you, Jesus, for already dying to set us free, even before we knew of you, before we chose you. You were reaching out to save us. Indeed, help us to reach out for your help. Please join with me in closing prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for giving us the words of inspiration, for allowing us to see the different areas of life, of character, that will lead us to death. And thank you for also allowing us to see the areas of life and character that will lead us to eternal life. And thank you, Jesus, for giving us the perfect example of how to avoid being destroyed and instead to be saved, set free. And we pray that you will pour your Spirit upon us in rich abundance. And please, Spirit, reveal to us the areas that are keeping us in bondage to death. And point us to the areas of life in Christ Jesus that will set us free, that we may be able to have life. And thank you for the grace that makes this choice a transformation in our life, to actually go from death to life, from sin to righteousness, from Laodiceanism to Christ. Help us to say with Paul, for to me to live is Christ, We desire Christ to live within us because he's our hope of glory. Father, forgive us for any areas in our life that we are still contaminated with Laodiceanism. We don't want to be Christian in name only. We want to be Christian in life. And thank you for making this possible. And thank you, Spirit, for continuing to convict us of our sins and showing us the way to righteousness and letting us know the judgment is soon to be upon us and time is short. Help us to get ourselves ready and prepared, our life cleansed and hid in Christ. So that when he comes, we'll be able to say, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him and he will save us. Instead of, this is the Lord. I'm running from him because I can't stand to remain in his glorious presence. Thank you for making this transformation possible, to be born again each new day and to have Jesus as our most precious possession. In his name we pray. Amen. So when you're battling with temptation, with sin, with Laodiceanism, reach out to Jesus. And you'll have him and his grace and strength to help you overcome in every area. The Sabbath blessings, dear brother and family. Are there any comments or questions, thoughts? Songs, testimonies that you'd like to share, please go right ahead.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. It's been wonderful to fellowship with you again, Sabbath. I look forward to this special day every week. It just brings joy to my heart to be able to see you, to talk to you, to hear about you. I love every one of you.
Yes, same to you. Happy Sabbath as well. Same to you. Thank you.
And what about the folks who didn't make it, Joan? Do you love them too? You almost got to love me this morning. We lost internet for several hours here. I got in on the front end of it and the very back end.
Well, that's too bad, but I hope to see you when we sing Keep Looking Up.
Oh, okay. I'll try and demonstrate.
Glad you made it. Glad you made it. I love all those that weren't able to make it today, too.
I took my computer, unplugged it from the electricity. And my smartphone, whose memory was, or its electric capacity is diminishing, and it charges poorly. I jumped in the car and drove up to the top of the hill where I can get phone service, turned on the phone and opened the computer up, and that's how I got my little portions done today. Couldn't be there for the rest of it, though, until the internet got back. But praise the Lord, it came back.
Amen. We were praying, dear brother, and thank you for all the extra hassle you had to go through in order to be with us. We appreciate you being here very much.
So is your middle name Persistent? I think so.
Oh, that's a new one. My daddy used to tell me, son, your middle name is Play. Or something like that. He said, if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to teach you how to work. Well, I learned to work because I was embarrassed that my folks were in the mission field in Guatemala and I was in a boarding school in America playing. And I wasn't making my tuition. And it made me feel bad even at 15 to think that my folks were having to send money out of the mission field to pay for my tuition. So I buckled down and learned to work.
You know, this battle with Laodiceanism is a personal struggle. And it's a comfort to know that our Father recognizes everything that we're dealing with. We're not alone in this. Not another human can help us, but we're not alone. I know my Heavenly Father knows the storms that would my way oppose, but He can drive the clouds away and turn the darkness into day, and turn the darkness into day. I know my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows, the storms that would my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows, and tempers every wind that blows.
I know my Heavenly Father knows the balm I need to soothe my woes, and with His touch of love divine, He heals this wounded heart of mine. He heals this wounded heart of mine. I know my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows, the storm that would my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows, and tempers every wind that blows.
I know, oh, my Heavenly Father knows, how frail I am to meet my foes, but He my cause will earn defense, uphold and keep me to the end. Uphold and keep me to the end. I know my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows, the storms that will my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows, and tempers every wind that blows.
I know my Heavenly Father knows the hour my journey here will close. Amid the hour of faithful guide, Find me safe shelter by thy side. Find me safe shelter by thy side. I know my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. The storm that will my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. And tempers every wind that blows.
Amen. And what a Father he is. Are there any other songs or comments, anything else that you'd like to share, dear ones? Please go right ahead.
Well, I'll try one here whose words I don't think you have. Marvelous grace. Let me look over this thing ahead of time so I don't run out of register. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
Sin and despair like the sea waves cold, fretting the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to our refuge who died on the cross. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. All who are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Amen. Sorry, dear Sister Rose, I don't have that hymn in my list, but I can look it up online.
Father, lead me day by day, ever in thy own sweet way. Teach me to be pure and true, show me what I ought to do. When in danger make me brave, make me know that thou canst save, keep me safely by thy side. Let me in thy love abide. Mm-hmm. When I'm tempted to do wrong, make me steadfast, wise and strong. And when all alone I stand, heal me with a mighty hand. May I do the good I know, serving gladly here below, then at last go home to thee, evermore thy own to be. Evermore thy child to be.
Amen, amen. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest.
Every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his church is a charge that on himself he lay. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made.
Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet, prepare to take as from a father's hand one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
Brother Rudolfo, would you like to take a verse, dear brother?
I don't know the melody too well, but I'll try. Day by day, and with each pressing moment, when I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest.
Amen. Good to hear your voice, dear twin.
Yes, I'm getting to know many of these songs, not all of them I'm aware of, but I try, and I keep on trying till I know them all.
You sang beautifully. Thank you.
Thank you also, my twin. I'd like to share with all my brothers and sisters and that I am a student to my grandson Joshua, and I'm studying with him what he has received from his school, which I found quite a blessing. And in some areas, there are things that I have never encountered. And it is so wonderful. And the feeling that he left with me is so rewarding, that after we study, then I go back to the same information. And as I gradually advance, I know the Holy Spirit is giving me more insights of this wonderful study that Joshua received from his school. And I begin to relate to many of my brothers and sisters, my Latin brothers and sisters. Sometimes I try to translate, but making sure that the words fit. And the reward for them comes from the Lord. And it's a very beautiful thing the Lord placed in me to ask him to share with me his studies. I'm overjoyed.
Family is wonderful, isn't it? God was very wise when he gave us family and extended our family on the internet. That's wonderful too.
Yes, it sure is. Sure is. And it's the beautiful thing about it, there are many people that are actually trying to read the Bible and they find it kind of difficult. And in regards to many of the preachers in many of the churches, I feel that sometimes they are not really in to allowing the people to understand the Word of God. And with this form that I'm receiving from Josh, that I can share with many, and I know from their reply back to me that they have a gratitude to receive this gospel information. And I'm so happy about it.
On a personal note, I would just like to extend my very deep thanks to all of you who have kept me in prayer over these years while I had been very difficult wrestling and trials and tribulations and having to take a good look at where I am before the Lord, where I am before those that profess the name of Jesus Christ, and priorities, what do I believe from what I've learned, and how to take a stand. And I really believe in my heart that all of your prayers did not go to waste. Still have much to learn. I have much to unlearn. I have my wrestlings, but grace, we are all here today. Grace, we were able to worship him, hear from him through his word, through the prophecy by our dear brother. And I am thankful. I am very thankful for all of you. Because in my heart, I know you didn't give up on me. And I believe either. And I'm very thankful.
Amen. Praise the Lord indeed for his wonderful grace, his miracle-working power in bringing transformation to our lives. And you'll continue to be in our prayers, dear brother, and please keep us in your prayers as well. Well, speaking about making Christ our cherished one is this hymn. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. It was here that God's Son, the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish my Lord Jesus Christ, and for him I will lay my life down. I will cling to my Lord Jesus Christ, And soon he'll place on my head a gold crown.
Oh, my Lord Jesus Christ, so despised by the world, as a wondrous attraction for me, for the dear Lamb of God left his glory above and died on dark Calvary. So Jesus Christ, and for him I will lay my life. I will cling to Jesus Christ. I have friends.
On that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. What was on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish my Lord Jesus Christ, and for him I will lay my life down. I will cling to my Lord Jesus Christ and soon feel the place on my head a gold crown.
To my Lord Jesus Christ, I will ever be true. His shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish my Lord Jesus Christ, and for him I will lay my life down. I will cling to my Lord Jesus Christ, and soon he'll place on my head a gold crown.
Amen, and thank you, Savior. Are there any other songs or requests, any testimonies or questions or thoughts, comments that you'd like to share, dear ones, before we close today's service? Please feel free.
Brother Bob, can we close before the throne? I don't know if you have the words before the throne.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. Agwe High Priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know the while in heaven he stands. No tongue can bid me this deeper. No tongue can bid me this deeper. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the
wickedness, word why thy look and see him there.
Made
amends for my sin,
because the sinless
Savior died.
My sin
also is counted free.
For God,
oh God, the just
is satisfied. Look at him and
pardon me.
To look on him and
pardon me.
Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself,
I cannot die.
My soul
is wholly purchased by his blood.
My
life is hid with Christ on high.
In Christ, my
Savior and my God. In Christ, my Savior and my God.
One with himself I cannot die. My soul is
purchased
by
his blood.
My life is
hid
with Christ
on high.
With Christ my
Savior
and my God. With Christ my
Savior on high.
In Christ my Savior,
amen. Beautiful. Thank you, dear ones. And what a Savior he is. Perfect and complete sacrifice, Redeemer, Savior, and friend. It's been a wonderful Sabbath gathering with you all in fellowship. Thank you so much for your participation, your thoughts, your testimonies, requests, singing, and insights that you shared. You've made my Sabbath day a delight, dear ones, in worshiping together with you all the Lamb that taketh away our sins, and our Father, from whom all blessings flow. Have a wonderful remaining Sabbath, and a blessed new week soon to be here, and looking forward to fellowshipping with you once again soon. Until we meet again, dear ones, keep looking up.
Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking up.